Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rough and rowdy on a Thursday. Storms are brewing.
Boy, is it. My goodness.
We need the rain.
We always need the rain.
You can always hear somebody say that when they're like, I think it's going to storm tomorrow. Well, we need that rain.
Yes, we do. I mean, you go over the rivers, both the Kansas and the Missouri River, and they're both way down. That's how you know we need the rain. I saw something this morning get like 2 inches of rain today, and so that's going to be a lot. Hopefully everybody's got their seed down. I know mine is starting to sprout a little bit, so I am old man, down, baby. Let's go. Give me all the rain that we can get today.
Mackie, get your seed down this week?
Always, baby.
Did you see? Good for you.
Pounded this week.
Yeah, good for you. Are you going to have kids?
For sure.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, definitely. That's always been something I've wanted. Yep.
Did you know that is, can I coin you as into my generation?
I think I'm right there. I'm a tweener. Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, I think you can agree to this. Like, that's one thing that, like, our generation gets hammered with anywhere you go if you're, like, in a relationship.
Yes.
So when are you guys going to have kids? None of your damn business,
well, yeah,
Catherine.
Just tell them no. Yeah, we're not having kids.
Yeah, it's always that. Like, Dustin, do you have a girlfriend? I don't. Do you want kids? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Pacino pumped one out at, like, 88. I think I'm good.
You know, there's a commercial that runs on our sister station in New York for a donation center, right? And it's like, if you're a healthy male between 24 and or 18 and 38 or something like that, you can make up to $2,400 a month doing the donation route. And, you know, I've always thought about that. And my wife said to me one day, she goes, do you really want to have, like, your kid running around? Because it's not like you're donating blood. You're literally donating yourself. And I was like, when you put it in that perspective, I'm like, yeah, probably not.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Kind of weird,
right? Yeah, kind of strange knowing there's, like, other yous out there that you don't know about.
Is that Meet the Fockers where he, like, thinks his son, it looks just like Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
And they're like, I think
I don't
know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know, you're like out and about one day, you're like celebrating like a cheese game at a bar, all of a sudden you look over and you're like,
you'd have to do it, like, hopefully it's like somewhere not even close to where you are, right? But I wouldn't imagine that it is. I mean, if you're donating in point A, it's probably going to somebody at point A, you know? So it was crazy kind of when you think about, you know, that sounds good on the surface. Ooh, up to $2,400 a month, you know, read a magazine in a back room. Hell yeah, where do I sign up for
Bob, that
this?
Was the 90s when you read a magazine.
Oh, is that what? Yeah.
Not only does they give you a burner phone from Cricket Wireless.
It's like Better Call Saul out there with burners. Here you go. Here's your free phone. Throw
Before
it away
you leave,
when you're done.
Please break it and throw it away. Yeah. No one wants to touch that.
No one wants to
and
know
thank
anything
you for your
about
contributions.
It.
In Kansas, they dusted off the magazines. I think.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Kansas are like, yeah. Like, what would be the equivalent of like a speakeasy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm here to donate.
There's a girl in there. She's showing her ankles.
Oh, that is Kansas in a nutshell, right?
You want a speakeasy gal or do you want a flapper girl? Either way, they were illegal in 1950.
That's right. Here it is. Kansas, baby.
I know it's wrong, but I got to do it. Yeah. Anyways, way off track.
Yeah, I know how we got to that point of the conversation today.
But, I don't know.
It brings up a conversation I had with my kids last night. Right. I sent a text to my family last night, to the family thread. I said, give me five places apiece in the lower 48 states that you'd like to visit. Right. I figure places you like to visit. There are a lot of places in the United States in the lower 48, right? I was going something yesterday, and I think I was thinking about our friends in Italy. Like, they're doing so much in the United States, right? I think that they're seeing everything in this country. I'm like, what's left for us to see? So I said to the kids, I said, each of you text me separately five things in the lower 48 states that you want to see, right? My wife, no response. My oldest daughter, zero response. My youngest daughter responds with two things. In the lower 48 states, she's interested in seeing Jason Aldean's bar and Morgan Wallen's bar. I go, this is not how this works. I was thinking, like, maybe the Grand Tetons.
Yes, exactly.
Yosemite's, you know, National Park, right?
The
like,
Rockies.
Like, the Rockies. Like, something of that nature. Jason Aldean's bar and Morgan Wallen's bar are the two answers. I go, this is not working today. We're not going to be able to do this.
Hook her up. Let's go.
I mean, we're tasked with coming up with places to see. Two of the three don't respond to anything, and my youngest says two bars. I mean, what the hell am I doing
as
a father?
Awesome. You know? That's so good. Yeah, you're taking them all these cool places. She's like, sticky floors and cheap drinks.
Hell yeah.
But if it's Jason Aldean's bar and Morgan Wallen's bar, it ain't cheap drinks probably, right?
No, you're right. That's true. It's not. You know? That's a good point.
Yeah, we went to Gulf Shores. There's a Kenny Chesney bar that we kept being told to go to.
Yeah.
And unlike a moth in the light, I was the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I'll go to this like little like crab shack down here that's got, you know, 10 to 20 people here. Mm-hmm. You got, went to this bar. I forget what it's called.
I love this bar by, no, that's Toby Keith's bar.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Tommy Gunn. Yeah, no, I forget what it's called, but it's like, I think it's just literally called like
this
Florabama.
Florabama? Oh, you went to that Florabama? The one
no,
that's
I
on the state line?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been
that's
that
supposed
one.
To be a pretty cool bar, though.
Fun.
Is it fun?
It was great. A guy bought us all our drinks that night, dude. It was sick.
Was it Jerry Glanville?
That would have been a different night.
Jerry Glanville's on TV. Oh, no. what would be the odd? And that is an inside joke that we're not getting into on this show ever again. So if you hear us mention Jerry Glanville ever on this show, just laugh and pretend you know what's going on.
Exactly. Smile and wave.
So did your kids understand the term the lower 48?
Yes. Okay. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I told them the lower 48. They're like, huh? You know, what are we talking about? I'm like, not Alaska and Hawaii. The other 48 states. Give me something. Give me five things that you want
to
see. Well, they do. And see, the funny thing is,
because Dollywood, that's where you want
to
go.
Yeah, Dollywood's great. Have you been to Dollywood?
Yes.
Dollywood's
fantastic.
Fun. It was
really
great
fun.
When I was a kid, you know? Gatlinburg, Tennessee, they got hillbilly golf, which my parents wouldn't let me play. And here I am 35 years later, still pissed off.
Go play hillbilly
golf.
You
gotta rectify
Then go to Jason Aldean's bar.
But she said to me,
try that in a small town.
She said to me, she goes, but I understand, like, Nashville's not my place right now. I'm not old enough. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. And then she comes back with these two bars that she wants to go visit and see. And I'm like, there's so much out there.
I feel like you on vacation right now with your kids is going to be similar to like Chevy Chase in Vegas vacation.
Very much like,
No, kids go to your thing.
Oh,
honey, stay
end.
Away from Wayne Newton. Daddy's going to go to the casino.
Yeah.
Or like, dad's going to go walk around with two sunglasses on around Nashville.
Yeah.
Dad, why's your neck hurt? None of your damn business. Order the chicken fingers.
Yeah,
I'm 15.
Yeah, you can't get into the bar. No, that was like what we did one night in Vegas when we did, you know, spring break this year, and they went up to the room, and I sat there and lost $500.
Yep.
So, you know?
Yeah. All right. It's awesome. 10 minutes later, you were back in the room.
Hell yes. I don't even know who was that long, Dusty, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to be with me. I don't really want to be with them at this point in time. I could go lose 500 big ones.
Sweet. See if I can segue this from the lower 48 and your kids in vacation. We get back to two guys that'll be on the 53. Is that football's roster?
Yeah,
there you go.
The upper 53. Some news yesterday. Worthy and Royals at practice. We like this?
It's great. Woo! Yeah,
right?
Fantastic.
Kind of like a little appetizer before the
appetizer.
Hard. Correct? Like, you were at camp, max camp, you know, all that sort of stuff. You were all big on Royals.
Big on
and
Royals.
And Brimstool. You can't win them all. But, you know, here we are. Royals back. I think that's great.
Huge.
Right?
Huge. Closest thing we have to Rice on this
Worthy
roster.
Worthy, no brace in practice.
Yeah.
Probably irritating. He knows he's not going to get hit, so he can play without it. He's probably like, Travis, you stay on that side of the field.
Travis, you stay in the locker room until practice is over.
Yeah.
Then you can come out and run some routes with Patrick.
But I think that's a good thing going into Sunday night.
Great thing.
Yes. Huge.
You like this?
changes the whole outlook of this offense to me. Xavier plus Royals. I mean, he's a guy who can get open underneath and maybe do some yards after catch. We don't have someone who's got athleticism right now.
Well, it helps the running game too. I think you need to get probably Worthy yep. involved in the jet sweep game, if you will, the off tackle stuff, flip him a pass or a handoff, one of them type of deals, let him run, get him the ball. And that was the game plan going into week one, guys. It was all designed around Xavier Worthy, and then three plays in, Travis Kelce takes him out. Here we sit, right? At 0-2. And so I would imagine that, look, if you're going to play in these games, the NFL players, the coaches will all tell you, if you're playing, you're not limited. So there's nothing we're not going to do because we're trying to protect you. If you're playing, full game. It's game on. Let's go. And so I would imagine he's going to play on Sunday, as we've kind of been saying for the last week, and he's going to be suited up. I think you're going to try to see, and I think they're going to try to utilize, if I make my words correct, the same game plan that they wanted to do in week one against LA. And I think we're going to see that game plan in week three now against the Giants, where Xavier Worthy is a big part of that game plan. And it will look more like the offense that they wanted to do. And your comment about Royals being kind of that Rashee Rice guy, I see what you're saying, but we've yet to see him in a real game. So I'm excited. Don't get me wrong.
Neither has the league.
I know. That's the other thing, right? Like, I'm stoked to see Royals play. I really am. Like, I hope they get him involved. And I'm really excited now to see Worthy go out there and play. His mom was on with us yesterday. She sounded very confident he's going to be just fine.
She was awesome.
The team's very confident he's going to be just fine. Yep. You got to get him the ball early, man. Let him utilize that speed on the turf in New York and neutralize those defensive linemen and just let speed kill them all night long.
Goes hand in hand. You get open quicker. Mahomes trusts the line quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They start.
Yep.
All of a sudden, hey, they might run the ball.
Everything.
We might run the ball. So, yeah. I think it is a nice appetizer of what's to come, because you kind of need some action here in this game Sunday night against those Giants, because they ain't going to be shy. Russ going to let – he going to let fly. It's mm-hmm. either going to live and die by the Russ bomb. That's what they're going to do.
It's a must win for them, too.
Wando Robinson, Malik Nabers, Trevor Duffy, pick your poison, sir.
You say that it's a must win for the Giants, and I think you're right. At that standpoint, they're 0-2,
as
well. But the Chiefs have so much more on the line.
For sure.
Much. I mean, this is a major game for the Chiefs right now, based on where their record is, right? And, I was just talking to guys at the J yesterday about it. Nobody's down and out, but they all use the caveat. But if they lose this one, that's where kind of I think everybody is right now. Like, hey, 0-2 is no big deal with this team. But, man, if they fall to 0-3. Yeah. And so they need their full complement of guys, and it's a good thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, again, as we've talked about, other teams are getting injured. I mean, Carson Wentz is starting for his sixth team in his sixth year. Mm-hmm. It's magical, right? Six different teams. It's crazy. So you're losing all these starting quarterbacks. Toe Burrow's out. You've got all the injuries that are taking place around the NFL and whatnot. And we're getting guys back. It's week three and we're getting guys back. And that's a major thing for this organization, starting to get back to full strength, man. And it's happening exactly at the right time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.